Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Focus of the message tonight is on Isaiah chapter 51, words we read just a few moments ago. Another year of grace. Boy, if ever there was a year that let us know that we face each new day and get through it only by grace, this was it, huh? It is one of those years that most people are looking to put in the rearview mirror. As some of you may have heard this before, but one of my favorite signs at the end of the year right now is this. This is 2020. It was on a church sign. This too shall pass. It'll pass like a kidney stone, but it'll pass. Oh, good to be on the last night. I know it's just another day tomorrow, right? Another day of grace. And yet, it is another year of grace, time before us that God has given us. And so tonight, as we look at Isaiah the prophet, we turn to him because we see that we need a reminder that God has a plan. Now, if you've been paying attention at all to the National Football League this fall, or maybe you just have a passing familiarity with it, it's almost playoff time. There's just one regular Sunday left, and so with about half the league involved in the playoffs, they expanded it this year to include a few more teams, there is a popular phrase going on right now that teams are in control of their own destiny. Win, and you're in the playoffs. Now, there are a lot of other teams that need help. In other words, they need to win their final game, and they need a series of things to happen in order to be in the position that they want to be in. But for the most part, there are some teams out there where if they win on Sunday, they are in the playoffs. They control their own destiny. Now, longtime sportscaster Bob Costas always used to point out that once they control their own destiny, well, then destiny is no longer involved, right? Because they are in control of it. Well, whether you agree with Costas or not, you can certainly make an argument one way or the other. There is no argument to be made when it comes to destiny as we look at Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah lays out nearly 3,000 years ago God's plan, God's destiny for his Israelites. They were people of destiny. Now, that's probably a little melodramatic, but it certainly fits with our text here for tonight. As on this New Year's Eve, we anticipate another year of grace. Isaiah invites us, the Lord through Isaiah invites us to listen and look, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look and listen in this message of destiny. Well, if we're going to look at the word destiny here tonight, it's important to understand what it means. And I think you could kind of get into a very complicated explanation, but I'd like to just keep things simple, that when it comes to spiritual matters, destiny means that God has a plan, and all of us are part of it. Now, maybe it is an oversimplification, but I say for our purposes here tonight, it's enough. God has a plan, and all of us are part of it. Well, again, look and listen to the word of the Lord through Isaiah the prophet. It says, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was but one, and I blessed him and made him many. God had promised to Abraham that surely he would become great and a mighty nation, and that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through him. Israel, therefore, is a people of destiny. I'm going to do that several times tonight, just so you're prepared. God had promised on oath by his own name that in spite of it all, Abraham's descendants would be cared for, protected, prospered, brought along the path of God's plan. In fact, though at times it was the thinness of, as Isaiah would describe it, tender shoots, it's a family tree that survives to this day. God's plan for the chosen people of Israel, he gave them this confidence. He says, the Lord is certain to comfort Zion. He will comfort all her ruins, certainly. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, O my people, my nation, listen to me. God was giving them every assurance that no matter how bad it looked, no matter how grim things got, that he was still their God, that he was still going to be with them, that he had a plan, and he was going to accomplish it. Of course, God's plans are not always easy to listen to. They are not always clearly seen. How many times haven't you said, okay, God, I trust that you have a plan, but just clue me in a little bit. Huh? Let me see it a little bit. And they are certainly not simple. In fact, so often God's plans are so different than ours that it's only sometime later that we look back and go, oh, that's what God had in mind. But here he is tonight. There are places where he is just crystal clear. And he gives us every assurance that he will accomplish his purposes. Just a few chapters after our text for today, chapter 55, we know these familiar words. He says, certainly my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my plans are higher than your plans. If you want an example of it, you don't have to look any further back than the reading that we had on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve from John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, everything was made, and without him, nothing was made that had been made. That's right from the start. And then he goes on, in him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And now that light today shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And of course, he gives us the assurance through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians when he says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Sadly, or even perhaps especially, God's chosen people of Israel had a hard time seeing God's plan. In fact, they tried to control their own destiny. Imagine for a moment you're driving down the road, hands on the wheel, 9 and 3, when suddenly the person sitting next to you grabs the wheel and jerks it to the right. Seem impossible? As some of you may know, that happened to me once. I wasn't the one jerking the wheel. I was driving along, and a good friend of mine just jerked the wheel, and we went careening off towards the ditch, and I yanked it back. To this day, neither of us really know why he did it. It was just impulsive. But that's sometimes what we do, isn't it? Except it's God's hands on the wheel, and we're the ones that think we know better. We try to control our own destiny, and we jerk the wheel, trying to do things our way, and it just sends things careening. The good news is that with God's hands on the wheel, he has a way to bring us back, to get us back on his paths. I know we don't necessarily think of it that way, but as we anticipate another year of grace, 2021, praying that all will be better than 2020, how will we react when God's will and ways are different from our own? How will we feel when we don't get all the desires of our heart? How will we handle it when God jerks that wheel back to 9 and 3? Will we be ready for that? No, let our faith not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power, as Paul put it to the Corinthians. Let us speak God's wisdom that has been hidden in mystery before the ages, and that God destined for our glory before time began. God's plan for you, your destiny, is clearly identified in Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He did this when he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. He did this in accordance with the good purpose of his will and for the praise of his glorious grace, which he has graciously given us in the one he loves. In him, we also have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in keeping with the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of his will in keeping with his good purpose, which he planned in Christ. Because you see, it wasn't just the people of Israel who were people of destiny. No, as the Lord prophesied through Isaiah, the law will go out from me, meaning his word will go out from me, and I will establish my justice as a light to the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation goes forth, and my arms will bring justice to the peoples, not just Israel, to the world. The seacoast will wait for me. They will have confidence in my arm. The Lord is talking about you, Rick, man of destiny. Mary, woman of destiny. Don't me do everybody? I can. Barb, woman of destiny. Hobbling into the future. That's you and me. Children of destiny, part of God's plan for you and me. You come here tonight on this last day of grace in this year that we're all just ready to put behind us, because you know that beginning tomorrow, there's a whole nother year ahead of us. Another year with all of its challenges and its heartaches and its moments. But like in the past, you know that God will bless with his presence and his power and his peace. You know that God will help you to see his plans and his joy and his grace for you. Because you are his. Because you have a place that's not just here in his world, but forever in eternity. Won for you by Jesus Christ. And so you come here tonight in answer to his invitation to lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look closely at the earth beneath, because the heavens, well, they'll vanish like smoke. And the earth, well, it's going to wear out like a garment. And yes, the people of this earth, as you know, we die. We will, as he puts it here, die like gnats. But the Lord's salvation, the promise that he's given to you and me, the deliverance that he's guaranteed in the blood of Christ, the Lord's salvation will remain forever, and his righteousness will never be abolished. On the brink of another year of grace, rejoice that God's unfailing love is yours by grace through faith, a gift from him to you. For you are his very own child of destiny. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.